Around this time of year, toxin levels in shellfish collected in Unalaska were through the roof. Some samples contain more than 30 times the safe amount of paralytic shellfish poisoning toxins. This year, levels seem to have gone down, but scientists are still recommending that subsistence harvesters exercise caution when collecting clams or mussels. Bruce Wright is a senior scientist with the Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association, and he's been monitoring PSP levels in the region as part of an EPA-funded project. According to his data, Unalaska shellfish has been testing at safe levels since December. The Food and Drug Administration recommends that people should not consume shellfish that contains more than 80 parts per million in PSP toxins. The last sample that APIA recorded was taken in June, and it only contained 29 micrograms. Still, Wright says shellfish collected here isn't necessarily safe to eat.
When I send my results out to people to look at, I tell them that two things. One is this is from the specific beach, like in front of the Trident Church in Acatan. But up the beach or around the corner or the next cove could be totally different and could be doing a different thing. So it's kind of, was this year really a good year for our region? You know, the beaches we tested were mostly pretty low except for Sandpoint. But the adjacent beaches, you know, we don't know because we didn't test there.
PSP can be fatal. It can freeze up internal organs and cause respiratory failure, and its symptoms include nausea and numbness. Wright recommends that people who wish to gather mussels or clams in the region get them tested by the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation before eating them.
Collect your clams, throw them in the freezer, send five of them to the DEC lab and wait for the results. That's the safest way to do this.
But those tests can take 5 days and cost $125 a pop. Wright says he understands that this is burdensome, but that it's the only foolproof way to avoid PSP.
It's something I used to like to do a lot, is to go out with my friends in the middle of winter, you know, and go out on a midnight low tide and collect a bunch of clams and come back and cook them up. And, you know, that's just a really fun thing to do. And using this technique, holding your clams and waiting for your test results, kind of takes that all away. You know, it's not near as much fun, but it's safer.
He does offer some other tips for collecting shellfish in the region, though. He says that people should avoid butter clams and go after little neck clams instead. He says that PSP levels can sometimes go up after rainstorms warm up ocean water. He also says that there isn't a season that's totally safe to harvest bivalves, but that summer is the worst time of year to collect them since hotter water allows the algae that causes PSP to flourish. He says that warming waters might have played a role in the outbreak that occurred last year that may have left at least one person in Southeast Alaska dead.
Starting from early spring down in Oregon, there was these PSP outbreaks that were moving and propagated up the coast. And we don't know if there was an association with what happened down in Oregon and Washington and BC and then Southeast Alaska or not. But it kind of looked like there was, as the waters were warming and as there was more daylight, this progression of PSP up the coast.
More information on PSP can be found on APIA's website at apiai.com.